Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It's Friday morning. It's January 23rd. Get your heating blankets out. Good morning, Jen Tui.
Good morning, Tim Richards. That and go stock up on your bread and your water and your milk. You know, everyone's buying up everything, getting ready for the winter storm this weekend. I hope you have one, at least one electric blanket ready for the weekend. Maybe two.
EMC is good morning to you as well. Coming up, I know we're a couple of hours away, but I wanted to yell at him. So I text Trent McGill yesterday, meteorologist at News 5. Said, hey, can you join us? He joins us every half hour, but I want to get like the latest on what's happening this weekend. Because when you look at the map of the United States, not Northeast Ohio, not, you know, not Westlake to Mentor or North, you know, Grafton to Ashtabula, not the United States. It's all red,
it's massive.
Or blue,
yes.
Or purple, or whatever the map is. I mean, there is significant weather on the way everywhere.
Yes, and so, I mean, for some of these states, they never get weather like this. It's terrifying for them. So everyone's freaking out over the snow.
I'm acting like I want some more information on what's happening this weekend, because we're all going to be, you know, we want to know. But
you're going to
yell at them. We have some words for Trent McGill coming
up. Poor Trent.
We have that. Oscars were, you know, the nominees. They were announced yesterday. We got to get to that coming up at 7 o'clock. We have a lot of things to get to. We have no salt.
Yeah, that's
how
problem.
We don't have any salt.
We're not.
Don't you order ahead?
We're all going to be stuck. Apparently, people did order
the orders?
Ahead, but their orders are not getting filled. And then once they get filled, they're using it all. And then the prices went up. It's a whole thing.
I don't know. Like, this is always a story. How are we saltless? It's always snowy and icy, and we're saltless.
Remember that
we're
one
low
year,
on the salt.
Remember the one year they were using beet juice and like pouring beet juice?
I don't even
on
like that phrase.
Yeah,
I'm moving on from that.
Okay.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Magenta Rhodes. Just don't do it for
me. Not great. Not great. Maybe we'll get a winner for dead guy in an envelope today, and that will make everything better.
That would be great. So he's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. There's no prize attached, but we don't start the show without a guess. So EMCs, what is your guess on this Friday morning as we're heading into the weekend? We need one. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very cold.
Very cold.
It is brisk.
It's so cold. I actually have the answer to our low salt issue next. I found a website.
So I know. This
I'm going to forward it to the mayor of Cleveland. I have the salt issue solved in Northeast Ohio, but we need to get your guess for dead guy in an envelope. You know how to play this. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope.
I'm going to go with the late Goddard.
No, it's not Dick Goddard.
Not Dick Goddard. Two local guesses this week, though, so not Dick Goddard. But in positive news, salt has been found. They're one website away. That is next. SameDaySalt.com. I'm right here. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I'm
going
to forward this to Mayor Bibb.
Okay.
So I'm on the website now. So that was one of the three things you need to know. It's, there's a salt shortage, or we have it, or we're trickling salt because we're low, or whatever it might be.
So you found is this right here. Is it road salt?
SameDaySalt.com, the same day salt advantage.
What?
Yes, bulk rock salt, bulk treated salt, bagged de-icers, pushers and plows. Got it all right here.
So so if you order it right now, it will be here today?
Like, I don't know about that.
Well, it says same day salt.
Well, there you go. Well, you can't lie on the website. It's not like any day salt. Same day salt sounds like today.
Sounds like today. Where's it coming from?
Yep. I don't know. They show a big old pile of salt. I just know whoever we're using, well, if they're not filling the orders, I think maybe you start to go elsewhere, start looking elsewhere. You should have other providers back. Because if they're saying it's whatever it was per ton, $70, and then
and it went up $300, right.
Whatever it is, I don't know if it's per ton, that doesn't make sense. It would be per ton. Whatever the thing is, wouldn't you buy
it
another?
It per ton. About $70 a ton, as much to $300 a ton. Yeah,
For 70 bucks a ton, I'd take a quarter ton in the driveway.
That's a lot of...
Shove some to the side.
Wait,
lot of martinis.
How?
Margaritas. Sorry.
just salt in your glass.
If you're charging that, don't you need to have somebody else off to the side that you're bidding against or something?
I know. How do you order the same day salt? Did you go through the process? Like, did you add it to your cart? Like, can you order by the ton? And how much does it cost on same day salt? And it feels like if this exists, maybe.
I'm going to put your name into request an estimate.
Jen, do that.
Hold on.
Do not put my name in there.
Email.
Oh, you have to request an estimate.
Yeah.
Well, do it as the city of Cleveland. See what... Exactly. I mean, maybe the mayor would be very excited you did that.
Get in touch.
I think Macedonia is having trouble. Cleveland Heights is having trouble. You could... Yeah. I mean, any one of these cities that doesn't have salt.
You really need them. I'm just saying.
Or...
And then if your provider, if they're not doing... You know, if they're having issues getting you the salt, and if you could just say, hey, I reached out to samedaysalt.com, and they said they could have it by 3. I think all of a sudden salt would appear at your city headquarters.
What could go wrong?
There you go.
What could go wrong?
You heard it here on the Jen and Tim Show. EMCs, we're curing problems. Salt is available. Or at least there's a website that they can request an estimate. We're here for you. Nothing gets past us. If you have a problem, reach out to the Jen and Tim Show Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good.
We're here for you, solving problems.
We are here for you. We solved your problems with games on your phone to buy time when you should be working and you're listening to Star 102 on your smart speaker. And now we have solved somewhat, or at least let a road down to a parallel road down the Salty Avenue where you can get some salt.
Oh,
you can't have any salt.
Avenue.
Well, I'm just saying you're going to need salt.
There you go.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. I have an issue with yesterday, Stevie, on the social. We'll get to that after this one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Drink hot water.
Did you burn yourself?
Nope. Nothing about burning yourself. It was a nice water.
Were you expecting your life to change by today?
Oh, no. Oh. No. It was just nothing along those lines. I take, because, and we do, you know, once again, at this time of day, we have Stevie on the socials, and she does a great job, and she's tapping on things that you either have heard about, but a deeper dive, or you have no idea of, and she does a great job, and I look forward to this every single day. And I embrace it. And I embraced it yesterday. Think it did some damage.
Oh, boy.
Think it did some damage. What do we have today for Stevie on the socials?
Well, yesterday I saw a TikTok that had me very confused and worried. But I didn't know if it was true. I showed it to Jen. She didn't think I was being serious, but it turns out it might actually be true, and there's a lot of concerns.
I had to, retract last night with Stevie. I sent her a message. I was like, hey, sorry I didn't take you serious this morning.
I was like, oh, maybe you're right.
Maybe you're on to something.
Oh, I can't wait for this. All right, we are just over 2 minutes away. You don't want to miss that.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There was a TikTok that showed up on my For You page yesterday. I was very concerned by it. I've never heard of this. So I showed Jen this TikTok, and she kind of was like, dismissed it, like, oh, that's crazy. Like, people lie on the internet.
Yeah, that's not real. There's no way this is a real thing.
It's going to be an AI video. You never know. So the TikTok said, I just found out that trees could explode due to the extreme cold this weekend.
What? Wait, what? Are they going to explode?
Yes, and then there was a video of this tree, like, exploding, like, pop noise, whatever. And Jen was like, no, that can't be true. So then later on that night, she sends me a message and was like, maybe you're right. And it was like a thing about trees exploding.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up, and it's happening in Minnesota right now. And last year, there was an ice storm in Michigan that caused trees to explode across northern Michigan, and it caused power outages. So it happens because if temperatures start to drop, the sap freezes and it expands, and then the trees explode in extreme cold. So now I'm concerned. They gave a warning for northern Midwest. So we're close. We're not really northern Midwest, but it's getting cold.
We are getting that cold. How in all the years that I grew up in Pennsylvania, it was freezing. Here in Ohio, it's freezing. I have never once heard of an exploding tree because of the extreme cold, which is exactly why I dismissed it when you said it yesterday. And then I saw the whole sap freezing and then the tree explodes. I'm like, how is
you
this
real?
You
might need to take your heated blanket to the trees.
Hashtag warm that sap. Warm that sap. Wrap the sap. That's what you need to do. Wrap the sap.
I don't like that phrase.
Wrap the sap. I don't like it at all.
I don't know if it'll be cold enough here or if this happens in Ohio.
So wait,
but I'm
in the video and TikTok, did it show the trees explode?
Yes.
And explode as in you took a machine gun to the tree and it exploded, or part of it blew out? I'm trying to get through. Please, if anybody, first of all, I don't believe. I'm gonna say that this isn't real.
Right. This is right. That's your initial reaction.
I'm gonna side on that. If any, maybe there's people that maybe aren't born and raised in Cleveland that are from, like you said, Minnesota or these other places that are, is it botanist? Who's the study?
It's arborist.
Arborist. Okay.
Yes.
Arborist. That could comment on this. 216-343-1021 or DM us Jen and Tim Show Star 102 on the socials. We'll read those messages. Give us a follow. Give us a like, because I don't think that this can happen.
It sounds like popping, like snap, crackle, pop. That's what's going on in these trees.
Tree fruit.
It's not super aggressive. It just peels apart.
Trees with high moisture is what this post said.
So we have murder bees. We have exploding trees. We have no salt.
There's also cryoseismic booms or frost quakes. Don't forget about those.
Frost quake.
Yeah. That actually sounds like something from Little Debbie I would have eaten a long time ago.
I agree.
You try these frost quakes, if you freeze them, they are a good time. Please. Exploding trees, yay or nay. We need to, from one person we need to hear from. I appreciate producer Stevie adding to the list. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Things to be concerned about this time of year. I don't know. Wind chill, frostbite. Freezing temperatures, salt on the roads, ice, exploding trees.
How have we never heard of this in all the years we've dealt with cold and snow?
So the sap gets cold in the tree and it explodes? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
It freezes it freezes so fast that it expands in the tree and then
you have a blowout.
Explodes the tree and it makes a loud sound apparently too. That's scary.
Especially bad when temperatures start to drop quickly, which is what scares me about today.
We need to write. I'm going to write this down because Trent McGill.
Oh boy, he'll love that.
He might be very familiar with.
I bet he is.
I know. And this is the thing. He's going to join new meteorologist News 5. He's going to join us at 8:15, somewhere in there. I'm going to ask him about wrap the sap.
No, please don't say that to him.
He won't know how to
ask him about the tree explosion.
There we go.
We have somebody that can confirm this. I thought this was AI and or not real.
No.
Apparently Uber Ken's all over this. Go ahead, buddy.
I can confirm it does happen.
What?
Why do you know this?
Does it happen in Ohio?
Because I had one happen in my front yard in Indiana when I was 7 years old.
I guess it's really loud when it happens too, and it sounds scary. Did you hear it or only see it?
It sounded like a bomb went off. and the whole tree just like fell over.
I have all those woods behind my house.
Fell over.
Well,
I'm serious.
You need to set up a camera and you need to record it if a tree explodes.
I need your blanket and wrap the sap. I don't want this to happen.
I really don't like that he's come up with wrap the sap. That's going to be a thing now.
I don't know if it's going to be cold enough here for that, but
I never would have thought this was real. Yes. And Uber Ken would not lie to us.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, this was the blizzard of 1978.
Well,
it blew with enough force to put splinters in the front wall of our house.
My God!
That's insane.
That's unbelievable. Thank you, Uber Ken. We appreciate it, buddy. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show coming up next. Well, we need your calls to break down the Oscar nominations. 216-34.
Because we haven't seen any of them. There's 10 best picture
or DM
nominees.
Us. Why the best picture is every movie that came out last year.
10 nominations.
That's too many. You got to whittle that down.
Well, they every year, isn't it? Like they decide like how many they want to put in there. It's not like there's always 10. There could be 5. There could be 2. There
you don't
could
need
be 11.
10.
Well, there's one film. I don't know if you saw. It made Oscars history. It's got the most nominations ever of any film in Oscars history. I haven't seen this one either. Well, I haven't seen any of them.
We're not.
Should I not say
just
that?
Just between you and I, we're not supposed. We're like we're. People are coming to us for this information.
We are very well versed.
We're supposed to be very Oscar aware.
We're going to talk Oscars fancy version.
But that is a big deal. Which film is it? That is next. Which movie is it? Most nominations ever.
So I just told you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Listen, I know I just told you it was Sinners. So Sinners got 16. It's a big deal because it's now the most nominated film in Oscars history. But before that, there were 3 films nominated 14 times each. Not to put you on the spot, but did you see who the other 3 are?
I did not. I just saw the big number for Sinners. I did not.
So in
14
the past,
each.
Yeah, who would you?
You're going to say it's Titanic.
It's one of them.
I knew it.
Titanic's one of them. 14 nominations. So this is now breaking that record. All About Eve and La La Land were the other 2.
Oh, okay.
That had previously been nominated 14 times. But then the movie One Battle After Another is the other film that has the most nominations at this year's Oscars.
They have predictions on who's going to win some of these. I don't know if I want to get to the predictions or is it going to ruin it.
You got to get to the predictions.
Yeah, and some of the big paddock
categories. Watch the Golden Globes. Those are all the people that are going to win.
I know. That's usually the precursor anyway. But there's a couple of... We'll get to a couple of them. I don't want to go through the entire thing. But some of them that are the predicted winners, as you mentioned. Watch the Golden Globes. Probably a spoiler alert anyway. That is next on Star 102. We're your Oscars station. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Let's break it down, Tim. 10 nominations for Best Picture, and since we're your Oscars station.
We only have 90 seconds before we have to go. I was going to do that. So some of the predicted winners, a little bit of a spoiler alert, I suppose. But as you mentioned, you watch the Golden Globes, kind of tells you what's going on. Best Picture predicted winner, Sinners. Best Picture, the predicted winner is director, Paul Thomas Anderson, One Battle After Another. This one, though, was a little bit of a surprise, a little bit. Actor category. I'm thinking it was maybe Timothy Chalamet won the Golden Globe, predicted winner. Ethan Hawke.
Oh, no kidding.
I did not. That was a little surprising.
Because I feel, although I've seen Ethan Hawke doing a lot of promo interviews, I have not seen a lot of buzz around the movie Blue Moon. Because it's not nominated. Just he is nominated.
Right. And that was it. And then actress is the only other one I'll mention is Jesse Buckley, projected winner.
Oh, no kidding.
I know. Another one that I.
Surprising.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Do you really think that?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't know that that's accurate. I mean,
we tried.
We told you what we think and know.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. It's good takeaway information. Mm-hmm. That's good takeaway information.
Yes.
So there you go.
So a massive winter storm is coming. Millions of people in the entire country are affected.
Imagine if you scheduled a vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
Just thinking you're going to go. Yeah. Like, what? I feel for you. I thought about that yesterday, looking at that map, and it's all red or pink or purple or whatever color they're using to show.
Terrible.
Massive snow, and you're flying or driving or on vacation, trying to warm up, and this is the weekend you chose. Like, I feel
Well, and did
I
you see
so
a
bad.
Lot of the airlines yesterday started offering, like, you know, transfers and refunds and different because they have to, because how could you still go?
Right.
So we'll tell you what you need to know. That's in 60 seconds. It's 16 degrees in North Ridgeville. That's our star city. These are the 3 things you need to know this morning. The winter storm coming. So what do you need to know? This is going to bring heavy snow, freezing rain, sub-zero temperatures, and it's everywhere from New Mexico all the way to New England. Since yesterday, more than 130 million people in the U.S. under weather alerts, some even in a state of emergency. Some areas could start to see the snow today. That will linger as long as Monday evening. Salt supplies running low across Northeast Ohio. Some cities say they're getting only a fraction of what they ordered, forcing them to conserve during winter storms, which is not great for this weekend. Private plow companies say they've been cut off entirely. Prices have jumped from about $70 a ton to as much as $300. And Taco Bell bringing back another fan favorite.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I don't believe anybody has had these.
The crispy chicken nuggets?
No way. You do not go to Taco Bell for nugs. Have you had them?
I've had them.
And?
They're good.
They are not.
They're like tortilla chip coated.
Trust me, I know where the Taco Bells are located. I am well versed. I cannot believe Taco Bell nugs are good. Where do you go there for nugs?
People like them enough that they're bringing them back. And they have a new sauce, the Diablo sauce. Now that is, that sounds aggressive. Yeah.
So you have had, I really didn't know they were a fan favorite as much as I go, I've never had the nugs. I don't think of nugs when I think of Taco Bell.
I agree. But when it first came out, what was it? I mean, 6 months ago, a year ago, whatever. My son Noah loves Taco Bell.
So are they shaped like a McDonald's nug or are they like a tender?
Like a nugget.
Are they shaped like a bell?
They are not shaped
that
like a bell.
Would be amazing.
I know. That would
little
be.
Little sus too.
Although, how do you, yeah.
Like
how
a dino
do you
nug,
shape
but a bell.
Chicken like that. Anyway, they're available now for a limited time. And they really are there.
News 5 meteorologist Trent McGill joining us on the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Lots of things happening this weekend, Trent. So what is the latest update weather-wise that we are going to see this weekend?
So the information you're seeing now is from models that have essentially like a 15-mile wide grid. They don't know the difference between Cleveland or Westlake or the difference between any of these like minute cities. So anything you're seeing now, take with a huge grain of salt. Once we get late today and into tomorrow, we'll start to get some information that is more reliable. We are going to, we're breaking out the shovels. It's going to be a big snow. We're under the winter storm warning. The long range models have been consistent enough to at least let us know that we've got a big one coming.
So it is true. My husband has texted me 100 times this morning telling me I need to prepare soup. And we need to get ready to watch football because that's all we're doing on Sunday. We're not leaving the house for 18 hours.
That's a great weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's well played.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be windy, so it's not going to be blowing and drifting snow. We're going to be in the teens, so it'll be very fluffy. It'll pile up pretty quickly. So, I mean, if you're going to get a half a foot or more of snow, then you at least want it to look good. So just putting that out there. The farther south you are, probably more. The last time Cleveland has had a foot of snow in one day, is 1995.
Ooh, good Trump Tui question. That would have been great. 1995.
30 years ago.
Wow. That's
so we got to kind of pump the brakes a little bit and think about what's realistic.
So finally, we can expect this all to begin when?
Probably late Saturday night. Basically a Sunday thing. So we're still two days away from this.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.